The Easter windstorm will probably go down in history as one of the longest outages that we've had here locally, and a lot of people have been here for quite a while. Rob Montgomery came in January as the chief operating officer of Homer Electric Association, and welcome to the peninsula, Rob, but you've dealt with other major outages and hurricanes and so forth where you come from, but for us, that was kind of something we weren't expecting.
Yeah, you know, and it was a unique storm because of the high winds we had and how long those winds lasted. They lasted almost two full days. Now, for us, our crews were busy. We were trying to stay up with the outages, but we kept falling behind because we had to wait for the winds to die down. Now, a big challenge that we faced with the entire storm was the enormous amount of beetle kill trees we have on the system. We had 95% of the power outages that we suffered were the result of these beetle kill trees falling into our power lines. Now, these trees are not in our right-of-way. They're on private property, so we can't take them down unless we get property owner permission to do so.
Now, are the property owners becoming more aware of that? I mean, the beetle kill has been prolific and is an issue. But then a lot of us that have been around for a while, we may have a chainsaw. But, I mean, when the winds are blowing, we're not going to go out there and cut trees down either.
No, and we wouldn't want people to do that. You know, taking down a tree can be dangerous. A lot of people here in Alaska take down trees all the time. But so many of these trees are dead or dying. So if you're out in windy conditions, stormy conditions, it's easy for those trees to come down and fall, and you could be injured if you're trying to take them down. If you do decide to take some of these dying trees down yourself, just make sure you do it on a day when the wind's not blowing and you're wearing proper safety attire to take it down. You can also call a professional tree company, or you know, you can call Homer Electric, and we will come out and look. And if we determine that those are indeed hazard trees on your property, we can take those down. Now, we don't remove the trees, but we can take them down and push them to the edge of the right-of-way.
So it could be a lot of firewood for people without having to go through the hazard of taking the tree down themselves.
Absolutely. Once we take those trees down, it's really up to the property owner whether they want to remove, but we do find there are a lot of people that use the wood for firewood.
Now, the other 5% of the outages during that storm, what were they caused by?
Could have been just fuses blowing from other things happening on the system. But when we talk about the power outages that were directly a result of these hazard trees, we're talking about outages that were caused because we had to go pull trees off of power lines, or they fell into our power poles and snapped our power poles.
Now, when the winds are still blowing at 45 miles an hour and the crews are out there and safety being your priority, My mind is saying, how do you safely take down a tree at 45-mile-an-hour winds?
Well, that's what our guys are trained to do. And again, most of these trees have already fallen, so it's a matter of pulling those trees out of the lines and then repairing the line damage that's been done. So,
and with the power not any longer in the line, they don't risk the
electric. That is correct. And there's a big, you know, there's a lot of coordination between our dispatch office and the people in the field. So we have some control. We can shut down circuits when we have crews working on a specific line and in a specific area. So that's a very coordinated effort, and the communications between the linemen and the people in dispatch, without that, they would be much more dangerous.
So with summer being around the corner, is this a good time for people to walk their property and then give you a call if they have a tree that's in jeopardy?
Yeah, absolutely. If they own property that's adjacent to our power lines, and they feel like they have a hazard tree on their property, if they contact Homer Electric, we'll send someone out, and a determination will be made as to whether it is a hazard to our system, and if it is, we'll be glad to take it down.
Well, and we should also express a little appreciation for those guys. It's no fun being out there in 45-mile-an-hour winds trying to take down a tree. They've done a great job, and the overall HEA response, even though we've been out of power for longer, like you say, the simple fuses can be fixed quickly, and in an hour the power's back. But this is something that took days in order to get the system back up.
Yeah, and you know, our crews, they live in the community too. And a lot of times their families are without power while they're out restoring power. So, you know, you have to give them a big pat on the back. The work they do is dangerous. They get up in the middle of the night, they come and they respond when the community needs them to respond. But it goes beyond just our crews. We have a number of employees that come into the offices, whether it's administrative support, warehouse personnel to make sure we have materials on the trucks, mechanics if we have a problem with a truck or one of our other vehicles. So there's a lot of work that's going on behind the scenes. We understand that power outages, people can get frustrated, but we also want them to know that we're working around the clock, and we will continue to do so until we get the last member's power back on.
Give all 130 of them a pat on the back for me, Rob. Rob Montgomery is the Chief Operating Officer of our Homeowner Electric Association, and I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that power on sound of KSRM.